prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
This is Deborah Tavares, and today is Monday, April the 14th of 2025. I support and run three websites, stopthecrime.net, primarywater.org. We are not running out of water. Water is a renewable. And I also run toxicsky.org. And that website came about in tribute to Rosalind Peterson. And I have since posted an extremely important movie there by Michael Murphy called Unconventional Gray. I would certainly ask that all of you listen to that movie about weather control and weather warfare, which we are in full throttle right now all over the world. Different countries are using weapons of weather warfare on one another. We can see it. And I can tell you that when you go to stopthecrime.net and you go to our all videos, you will see a video entitled How to Make Billions with Forest Fires, Hurricanes, and Wars. And that is what is occurring now. Money is being made on all of this. So we need to start in sort of a beginning position to understand where we are now. And I will say this for all of you that are listening. I am known for evidence-based documentation and patents and World Bank information, and I have been doing this for many, 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 many years. And I'm coming to all of you to just create an understanding of what is so that many of you can make decisions on how you can best move forward and not be surprised as this continues to roll on us warp speed, because that is what we're seeing. We're in an omni warfare now, global warfare from every direction possibly conceivable. And it's important to know this, because it is an established fact that the United States government, this, again, this is extremely important to understand. We've been told this. It's an established fact that the United States government, Republic of the United States of America, has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9th, 1933, Statute 48, Public Law 1, and declared by President Roosevelt. And we have been bankrupt and insolvent. And the House Joint Resolution 192 in the 73rd Congress in session on June 5th of 1933. This country was dissolved. Now, this is important to understand, and maybe this will make sense why so much is rolling on autopilot, and we just can't seem to influence any presumptive elected officials, because we cannot, because we are under occupation, and we are a corporation traded on the New York Stock Exchange. We are under national state of emergency. It is a dictatorship, and this is a fact. So here's what we have to understand, because the receivers of the United States bankruptcy were the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. It's important to note that all United States offices, officials, and departments have been operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers, with the constitutional Republican form of government now dissolved. We're talking 1933. In 1933, the federal United States hypothecated all of the present and future properties, all our properties, everything, assets, and labor of us, their subjects. The 14th Amendment, the U.S. citizen, to Federal Reserve System. We have been apothecated, which is why the transhumanism agenda and certainly planning a new evolution of humanity is legal. It's all legal. It was all apothecated. So I think it's most important to understand that. And for those of you that would like to read a very important book, I would highly recommend America's Last Minuteman by Representative James Traficant, Traficant, Jr. And he was the Ohio congressman, and he addressed the House of Representatives. And this is the United States Congressional Record of March 17th, 1993. Now, I would urge all of you to understand where we have come from. We were hypothecated. We are under a dictatorship. Think about that. This is what has happened to all of us. This is why the food supplies are being cut and mutated, and why the water is becoming inaccessible to our farmers and ranchers, and the food supply is diminishing. This is all part of it, because the next stage in the water wars is about AI, not for profits and power, as I had once thought. It is for AI, and that is under federal warp speed executive order to expand AI. And it's just very, very important. I'm going to go over a couple of other aspects of what we face. I'm going to point out and stress this. I think it's most important for all of us to network within our local communities as best we can, with your neighbors if you can. I know that some people have talked about an area maybe 10 miles around from where they live, where they can hopefully connect with people who are doing different things for preparation, not just emotional preparation, which is what we all need, but also just to survive a little longer by hardening up a bit more, because what we face is coming down rapidly, and I know you all know that. I want to just promote Alana Freeland's book. It's Geoengineering and Transhumanism. I would certainly recommend that everybody get her book, Geoengineered Transhumanism by Alana Freeland. I speak with her often, and we've been talking about the different types of aerosolization in the fog and other aspects of poisons and chemicals that are being doused on all of us, much of which, of course, is going to massively affect the food supply, and that is the goal, to reduce the food supply. I'm also going to recommend a very important book, and it was written by Lorraine Day, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E, Day, D-A-Y-M-D. And the title of this book is The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World. Who's doing it and why? So I'm just going to read you a couple of points in this book, but it is very important. This represents 30 years of her life, and she was questionably, I guess I would rather say she was killed in November, I believe it was, of 2023. She was a frequent guest on a number of shows talking about the aspects of our reality. She spoke about the covert goal of the World Health Organization, and its covert goal is to decrease the population in the U.S., as well as all other countries of the world, especially the Third World, by vaccinations and more. She also spoke about many of the documents that I have referred to over the years, but of critical importance, and that is the U.S. State Department publication 7277 is entitled Freedom from War. The United States, for general and complete department in a peaceful world. It was released in September during the Kennedy administration, and this remains the official U.S. policy, and that policy is genocide. So to that, I'm going to go to the report from Iron Mountain I've talked about for many years, and then we're going to move into some of the current news headlines that I want to go over with all of you. And please make preparations, take notes. I will be coming back on air for Pastor Butch tomorrow night, which would be Tuesday, April the 15th of 2025, and I will be going into a very deep dive, listing the names of all of the agencies that were formed to take over this country, and they have. So it's important to remember the report from Iron Mountain. And, of course, this came out shortly after Kennedy was assassinated. Johnson was president. He said that this was not real. This was a fraudulent report. It's not a fraudulent report, because the report from Iron Mountain was to determine the minimum and optimal levels of destruction of life, property, and natural resources on the possibility and desirability of peace. Now, the peace is for the controllers, not for us. And some of the excerpts that I remember were throughout the report, but the organized repression of minority groups, the reestablishment of slavery. We are all slaves, all of us. The deliberate intensification of air and water pollution as part of the program leading to peace. The long-range planning and budgeting of the optimum number of lives to be destroyed annually in overt warfare is high on the group's list of priorities for government action. We're seeing this taking place worldwide in the genocidal wars of many people, many, many people. All of this is happening on prime time. Just as the NASA war documents said, we would be shown people dying on prime time, and we are, and we are. And it's important to weave in parts of the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document as well, but it's just important to see where we are. There's another book I would recommend. This was recommended to me by a very dear friend in Ireland, and it's entitled The Slaughter of Cities. It's the urban renewal as ethnic cleansing, and we're seeing this happen now. And this is by Michael Jones. Again, The Slaughter of Cities, The Urban Renewal. And basically, what this is about, it's certainly telling us by now, and many of us should realize that by now, it should be very obvious that our corporate government-sponsored initiatives to renew the country's large cities began in the 1930s. Again, we were bankrupted in 1933. So it began in the 1930s and continued largely unabated in the East and Midwest through the 1960s and beyond. And it has been a profound and devastating circumstance. More homes were destroyed than were ever built. And the once great metropolises like Detroit lie in ruins. Once thriving neighborhoods were overwhelmed with drugs and crime. Buildings that were built to last centuries fell to the wrecking ball mere decades after they were built. We're watching this happen all around us. An entire generation of young people, both those who came to the cities and those who were driven from the cities into the suburbs, have grown up without roots and in the state in which man's life was solitary, poor, nasty, brutalist, and short. Our lives have been shortened. We know this. I'm going to throw out a few things as we go through this. For those of you that have not yet had an opportunity to remove your smart meters from your homes, I would suggest that you attempt to contact your utility provider, which is Rothschild. I can say that we worked for a very long time here in California to get the smart meter opt-out. And I don't know where you are located and if you can get an opt-out, but you can certainly contact your local utility company. Again, they're all run by Rothschild. This is the global grid being deployed worldwide. We're talking about the wireless electric smart meters, the wireless electric gas meters, and now the full-on and hasty deployment of the wireless smart water meters, even on wells. There are many people that are certainly not going to allow the smart meters on their well. But I want to tell you, I did a movie, so to speak, a number of years back, and I think it's still out. It's called Water Wars, USA Inc., Stealing Water for Profits and Power. And I'm going to spend more time on the program tomorrow on Pastor Butch's show discussing water, because I had some whistleblowers from the U.S. Forestry give me some horrific information. I mean horrific information. And that has been out for a long time. And the movie that we made on this, that I made on this. So I just want to make you all aware, all of this has occurred for a long time. And what we now saw happen to the indigenous Native Americans that were here and were put into reservations, which are prisons, and their children were taken from them at about 5 years of age, reeducated, you know all of that. Listen to the words very carefully of Cherokee Nation. Cherokee Nation. I wish I could remember which group sung it. I can't right now. But that is us. We are now in that position without any question. That's where we are. And we have been taken over. So I want to also go over some of the aspects of the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, because I think it's very, very important to understand what Rothschild recognized. And he recognized and discovered that the basic principle of power, influence, and control over all of us as applied to economics, the principle is when you assume the appearance of power, people soon give it to you. Look at all the assumed figures of power right now, and they are all puppets for this takeover of the world. But more importantly, he realized that energy is the key to all activity on the face of the earth. And he said it follows that in order to attain a monopoly of energy, we're talking directed energy weapons, we're talking about everything that exists as energy, because it all does. We're watching the fires, the floods, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, which we just had one here in Southern California near the San Diego area, that would be further down in Southern California today. There are patents for earthquakes. I've gone over the patents. I've gone over all of the information and evidence, the patents for the fires, the ways in which they create the wind. We've gone over all of this. But he goes on to say that in order to attain a monopoly of energy, raw materials, goods and services, and to establish a world system of slave labor, it is necessary to have a first strike capability in the field of economics. And in order to maintain their position, it is necessary that they have absolutely first knowledge of the science of control of all economic factors and the first experience of engineering and world economy. And here's what we were told. We've been told this, that in order to achieve such a circumstance, we must achieve the one end. The public will not make either the logical or mathematical connection between economics and the other energy sciences or learn to apply any of this knowledge. They knew this, and it was becoming increasingly difficult to control because of people that now were bringing in computers, a new breed of programmers. We are being controlled by computers. This is what is running everything now. Go to stopthecrime.net and please listen to the interview, Wicked AI, to understand. But it's really important to understand, and all of you that are listening, I'm sure you do, you know that we've been intentionally dumbed down. We've been poisoned. We've been chemically lobotomized. We've been hit with frequencies. And we've been under severe remote mind control. And now they're rolling out a surveillance system that we cannot escape. In fact, we really can't escape much of what we face right now. But I'm going to go over just some news events that I've pulled from some of my local newspapers, and it's important to remember these things. So this was in a newspaper from the New York Times, March the 23rd of 2025. And they talk about planes and portable battery policies change after fires. Now, what we're talking about is the lithium-ion batteries in your cell phones. And, of course, we saw the lithium-ion batteries exploding in the vehicles in the Pacific Palisades and certainly exacerbating all the fires that were initially started by boots on the ground, by directed energy weapons, blue lasers that certainly reflect off of all the white and blue that we saw as evidenced as that was left behind after the fires. But about the batteries, they say, what are the risks behind these batteries? The lithium-ion batteries used to power smartphones and laptops. This is taking them on planes, people that board for air travel, and also used in portable power banks. Each lithium-ion battery has a cell that can heat up quickly in a chain reaction that causes it to catch fire or explode. And they go on to say that the incidents involved lithium-ion batteries on U.S. airplanes has been rising. Now, we reported this some time ago. They weren't exploding immediately. They were falling between, the cell phones were falling between seats and compromised and smoking. They have special ways in which I guess they can stop the explosion when you're on an airplane. But keep that in mind. Lithium ion batteries explode. And so what do we have on our streets? We have bombs on wheels, whether they are Tesla vehicles or EVs of any kind. They're bombs on wheels. This is how we're exterminating one another from within. I also want to talk about what is happening here in Northern California. It's coming to you. So when I talk about this, it's important to know this is already occurring where you are. And this is about the reduction in the inability to drill for wells anymore to get water on private property. Remembering, this is ethnic cleansing, and this is the Wildlands Project. They want us out of the WUI, the Wildlands Urban Interface. I've talked about that for years, and it's important to know how they're going to do that. So they talk about that it's still time to settle a lawsuit here in Northern California about drilling, well drilling rules. And they say there's an ongoing dispute over the county's well drilling permitting ordinance. And the people here, they say, rely on our elected officials to create policy that is not only transparent and fact based, but also ensures the long term health of our precious resources, including our salmon and population. So let's talk about that for a minute. The salmon and the fish are dying because of the overheated water supply and the lack of oxygen in the water and the poisons. Because whenever they flood out the farmlands in this country and we have severe runoff, we're seeing PCBs flooding out, all kinds of poisons and toxins into our rivers and streams and into reservoirs, which are cauldrons of toxic delivery water systems into cities. We've talked about this before as well. But here, along the Russian River where I am, which flows near Bohemian Grove, which you've probably all heard about, and the California Coast Keeper Alliance, they are creating lawsuits against the county to stop drilling for water because they say water is a finite resource. It is not. And they go on to say that the county has decided to continue to waste taxpayers' money fighting this legal battle. And they need a freeze on well drilling. Now, this applies to all of you. Whether you think you have the Great Lakes next to you or a pond or a stream, it doesn't matter. You will not be allowed to access it. We're coming on up on a break, and we'll continue on the other side. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
We were talking about inability to drill for water wells on rural property. And this is going to happen worldwide so that we're not able to access pure, unadulterated, clean drinking water. People that have had access to primary water, again, the website I run, primarywater.org, have a much higher IQ. This is where the scientists of the world come from, while we are being poisoned into an inability to think. So what we see here is the methodology in which all of you will be set upon by these corporate shills that work to implement lawsuits in your counties, where your counties and cities are broke and bankrupt. And they come in because the American Bar Association is required to fight and defend all sustainable development policies. Yes, to defend all sustainable development policies. This is why we have been taken, how we have been taken, and this is one method through the law firms. Now, I'm not saying that all the law firms are following these requirements, but you can investigate for yourself. But what we have here is we're being set up on by law firms that are suing the city, saying that we must not have any more well drilling, that it's everyone's duty to protect the resources. That is not only the right thing to do, it's essential, they say, for our region and future economic success. They are destroying our economy. We are in an agricultural area. Many of you listening are as well. Sonoma County, where I am, is being destroyed. The water has been reduced just as it has been in the Central Valley in California. And farmers and ranchers are having to sell off livestock or fallow many areas. The food production, last count I heard, it was at least a minimum of 40% reduced. Now they're coming on to private properties. If someone has a vegetable garden or a cow and assessing methane, they want to track everything. So many of you hear this. I hope you do. Because we were told this years ago that everything would be tracked, monitored, from birth to end of life, from manufacturing to end use, and massive data collection would occur, and it is. And we're all part of the data collection. So, again, you're going to see massive attacks on water. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Napa County. It's here in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's a beautiful area. Napa County, FEMA just announced on a Friday recently that they were pulling the funding on a grant that had been promised. $35 million in fire aid was canceled abruptly. So FEMA will not be giving fire aid for much of the fire prevention work that Napa County was doing, FEMA is saying. So FEMA is saying that they slammed the wildfire resilient program as wasteful and ineffective. Of course, these are not wildfires. These are weapons being used. These are directed energy weapons, lasers, drones, winds that are created by cell phone towers and energy bursts. Naturally, they're not going to want to pay for the very programs that they are behind. Now, I'm not saying everyone that works at FEMA knows what they're doing, but I can also say that it seems as though FEMA is being literally, it's being consolidated into the Department of Homeland Security. And that might be the reason that they have been doing lie detector tests on a lot of the FEMA employees, because they were saying that there were a lot of government leaks. Of course, we're seeing the inefficiencies of anyone getting any help after a weather weapon attack. We're seeing it. And they talk about how it's wasteful and ineffective, and they're pulling the program. Also, we're seeing in our energy bills now that Rothschild, in my area, PG&E, all your utilities are run by Rothschild LLC and Company. We're getting inserts when you are getting your bill, inside your bill. And they're showing your energy use at a glance. And many homes are being shown that they only have fair energy use as compared to the homes around them. An example is your energy use was higher than similar homes near you by 49%. What this will mean and does mean is the requirement to retrofit your home. Many of you are going to start seeing retrofitting requirements. You will actually start by seeing bids coming in to you or suggestions that you call some large window companies for window replacement, for insulation upgrades. Watch for this. It is coming. If you do not comply with your greenhouse gas reduction requirements in your homes will be, at some point, they will not be compliant to reducing your greenhouse gas emissions or your carbon footprint, and you will be relocated because your home will be inefficient. Also here in Northern California, we're getting lots of thick mold on our roofs all over. And drones are flying over and reporting this to the insurance companies. People are having to replace their entire roof, and they won't extend the insurance policy until that roof is replaced. And sadly, there are so many roofs in the queue for replacement that people are having to put deposits down to roofers and show that they have a contract and that they just are waiting for the material and the labor, which we're short of here, as we are everywhere. I also want to talk about how businesses are created from the disasters that were deliberately put into. I'm looking at a flyer right now. It says they specialize in storm cleanup.
They say that they will reduce some of the height of the trees. They will cable the trees. That they will do stump grinding because we're having trees being blown over. The root systems are not able to penetrate the heavy aluminum that has seeped into the soil for decades as we have been chemically sprayed from overhead with death dumps. And the trees are being blown over. Just as I saw what happened in St. Helena during the volcanic eruption, the trees look like somebody just dumped a box of wooden toothpicks on the mountains. And that's what it looks like in many areas where Helene ravaged through and destroyed areas recently as well. But it's important to understand the new businesses are popping up after weather attacks. And they're making money on disasters. Just as I told you on StopTheCrime.net, please, please go and listen to that video, How to Make Billions with Forest Fires, Hurricanes, and Wars. Now, we're also here in California. We are getting rebates in our electric bills for the relief of cap and trade program. And they're sending us reduced energy bills twice a year. And they say the program is funded by the cap and trade program to reduce carbon pollution and improve public health and the environment and improve meaningful benefits to the most disadvantaged communities. And reducing carbon, that is our air, that is our oxygen. We are being murdered through these programs, absolutely murdered. I want to cover this. This just came across my desk. You all need to hear this. AT&T, they're going to be pulling out of the support of landlines. And we have just been advised that they have submitted proposals. AT&T has submitted proposals with the state legislature here in California with the Public Utilities Commission, which is set up. It's a set up organization to push through all of these horrific, murderous policies. But nonetheless, they're going to be submitting to abandon the landline phone network. And they're asking us to oppose this dangerous legislation. It's a done deal because no one will have the right to overstep AT&T. They say that it's a bill. It's a new piece of legislation that would empower AT&T and the telephone service to customers in any part of the territory that the CPUC, the California Public Utility Commission, of the authority to require emergency landline phone service, which is why people have been fighting to keep their landlines when they burn down the towers. No one has any connectivity, and that's the goal. So I hope all of you are working to set up some type of an alternative reach out to your neighbors. You need to. The drums won't cut it, okay? We have to be thinking about things. AT&T could cease service simply by sending a notice to the CPUC. No public hearings or requirement that another company provide the phone service. And millions of residents which rely on AT&T landlines and phones at home to make calls to families and friends, which is how I've done my radio shows for years. I am on a murderous, deadly cell phone. It is a weapon right now because my landline has been compromised. So they're going on to say that the utility companies will override the CPUC and have complete control over the landlines. Now, I'm also going to remind everybody, I've covered this in the past, but it's a recent article in our local paper. Many states that are along oceans, and so, of course, California with the Pacific Ocean, our state is pushing for wave energy. We're talking about the waves that crash on to the shore. They're looking to create wave power, and they've already advanced much money, millions of dollars, in capturing electricity from waves, wave energy. They go on to tell us that the hope is that the Energy Commission, under legislation passed a year ago, taking a deep dive into what would take to advance and scale up conversion of oceans energy into electricity, helping states along oceans and the nation meet ambitious zero carbon goals. This is net zero. They're killing us. We're going to pay taxes now to build in for wave energy, to capture wave energy from the ocean, kill all the animals. And many of you already know the orcas are already capsizing ships off of Spain and on down through France and the Straits of Gibraltar. Hundreds. I remember last count it was around 700 ships because they have various types of electromagnetic frequency equipment for locating. When we traveled on our sailboat, we didn't have any electrical functioning at all. Everything was charted by the sextant and the sun. But now everybody is certainly pounding the oceans, and the animals, and especially the orcas, are fighting back. They're capsizing boats. You can watch this by the hundreds. And it's interesting and horrifying at the same time that some of the occupants on the boat go missing after the whales collapse in sinking boats. They're being eaten. So I want to, again, go over what we see happening. We have to recognize this. Again, it's very important to create a community, talk to people that have somewhat of an understanding of what you understand, or just start a group where you're consciously looking at increasing your health by what you eat and what you don't eat. Maybe have a health group. I'm making suggestions because these are the kinds of things that we're working on. Not everybody is going to be up to speed with the depth of awareness, but we'll need to certainly work with people in any way we can. And our health is foremost. We must do all we can to empower our bodies because of the mass assaults and attacks we're under. And I certainly recommend forming some groups and looking at what you can do, intermittent fasting and eating other aspects of non-processed foods. I can't go over it in detail, but certainly many of you need to focus on this. There are many recommendations that we are doing here with our local group. We're also going to be looking on how we can exchange goods and services, and certainly with how we can connect with one another with radio opportunities so we don't lose contact, because we will. We will. We'll lose contact with one another, and we cannot. We must be thinking in advance of how we stay connected. Again, most important, learn where your hot and cold springs are, so you can go and gather water. You do not want to collect rain and snowmelt. That is very, very toxic. Very toxic. I know many preppers are doing rainwater catchment, but when you understand primary water, you don't need to drill deep to get to it. Again, you can get to it simply by knowing where some hot and cold springs are. Go and find them. Go search where they are and be prepared to know where you can access water, because we're under mass water attack right now. And it's important to note, and I'll go over another document when I'm on air with all of you tomorrow. Again, today is Monday, April the 14th of 2025, and I will be with you again tomorrow on April 13th of 2025. We'll go over a number of other documents and things we need to know. And we need to be talking about solutions. And that is a sense of empowerment. No matter where we end up in this attack on humanity and the new evolution being created by altering our DNA, no matter where that ends up, we must stay together as best we can in our neighborhoods and connectivity with our groups. Get busy. See what you can do to talk to people. Go to your local cafes. Meet with people. Everyone, to one degree or another, is recognizing that things are very, very wrong. And they are very, very wrong. It's just that most people don't know the depths of how very wrong things really are. We're under attack. The countries are using weather weapons. Again, I was talking about this earlier. We're watching weather weapons being used throughout the world by the countries that can use weather weapons. We know China, Russia, and the United States, main players there. And we're watching just the pummeling of populations with the use of weather weapons and the use of frequencies, just as we learned way back when Rothschild recognized that the overall global power would come from controlling all energy. Now, that energy, of course, could have been for the good of mankind, the good of the plants and the animals and of the earth, but it is not. It has been taken. Just like when Kissinger in the United States decided to create a GMO country out of Argentina. That is posted on StopTheCrime.net. Look at the GMO documentary so that you understand what happened in Argentina and how many of the countries in Europe that want to believe that they have avoided GMO have not, because the GMO has been sent to them in the food supply for their animals. A very important documentary to look at. Also, I recently posted, or at least I hope it's up by now, it's about the downloads of your cell phones at about 3 a.m. in the morning. So that is causing increased electromagnetic frequencies through the atmosphere. Many people are waking up. 3 a.m. is a REM time of sleep. Many people are waking up and realizing that they need to relieve themselves. This is a download of frequencies with your deaf cell phones. Do not keep your cell phones in your home. Do not put them where you sleep. Don't use them as clocks. Get Mylar and wrap them up until they will not ring. But understand, these are weapons. I did a video years ago when I interviewed Barry Trower called The Cooking of Humanity. Understand, we are signing up for our own suicides with the kinds of weapons we have gotten accustomed to using. So very soon, we won't have the ability to use anything but these death rays of cell phones. And we need to understand how our teeth are decaying. People are losing their teeth. People have diminishing eyesight. This is all from frequencies and the lighting. So if you have LED lights in your home, get some incandescent lights and get these LED lights out of your homes, because you are killing yourself with all of the energy that is being used to certainly impact and cause health decline. Early blindness is now appearing massively throughout the world. Understand, this is all planned, all of it. So some of this are, you know, some are solutions here. I hope that many of you will do that, because I certainly would like to see more people survive through this than what it appears will occur, because we are definitely in a genocide regimen now in 2025. And that is what is told to us by the Deagle Report. You can go on to Deagle, DEAGEL.com, and take a look at the Deagle Report. You can take a look at many reports that literally have amped up reductions of access to resources by the year 2025. And I will go over more of that on my next broadcast, because you need to know the agencies that were set up long ago in this bankrupt country that has been under a dictatorship with no constitution. And everything in this country, everything we think is ours, has been collateralized, all of it. Just like the Native American Indians, they were moved off into reservations, aka prisons. They have been set up on. We're now there. That's exactly where we are. And I have talked to a number of Native American Indians where I live, and there is a prophecy, and perhaps I have a moment, and I will read that all to you right now. It's a Hopi prophecy, and it says, "The time of the lone wolf is over. You must gather yourselves. You must banish and eliminate or get rid of the word struggle from your vocabulary and your life. All that is to be done now in sacred celebration has been done. There is a river flowing now, very fast. It is so wide and swift that there will be those that are afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will be torn apart and suffer greatly. There is no shore. You are to push off into the middle of the river. Keep your eyes open, your head above the water. See who is in there with you and celebrate. This is what community will offer us. See who is in this with you and celebrate and work together to maintain your lives as best you can and to be responsible for the bodies you were given, to take care of your animals, and to take care of the plants that you are entrusted to take care of when they're being chemically sprayed. We have been sprayed very heavily here in Northern California over the past recent days. We have had black helicopters flying overhead with grid mapping by Pacific Gas and Electric, and certainly putting us on the Google Earth map that I have talked about. If you have not yet heard the video I did with Steve Bannoun on Israeli News Live, I wish you would listen to that. He was able to put in photographs of things that I sent him, and certainly about what they're doing with microwaves and what I have said about microwave energy and how that heats up all metal so that our houses, bridges, buildings will collapse. This is what is being done now. We're watching lots of collapses, and that's because just as we observed here in Northern California through the many years of fires, that attachments with metal, screws, nuts, bolts, whatever it is in the process of building, is heating up to the extent that the buildings are collapsing. We're talking even about the iron that's in the concrete and in the walls. It's causing the walls to fail. Everything is failing. We're watching many buildings worldwide and reefs are collapsing.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.